Baby Universe in 5 Years, written by Takanori Igarashi. Volume 23, A Mother's Love. At the Atami base, where the heat of summer still lingered, the buckwheat had started to bloom white flowers. At the Baby Universe farm, organic buckwheat was being grown. If all goes well, by October there will be delicious homemade soba on the menu in the Baby Universe cafeteria. The farm's homegrown organic soba is exceptional, but Inomata thought that she couldn't eat any more this year. Inomata is both the CFO and a senior managing director of the company. She was almost like Baby Universe's Minister of Finance. She had absolute control over financial matters, and even the president and CEO acknowledged her financial prowess. Inomata also happened to be the chairman's wife. In order to reduce suspicions of a conflict of interest, she had been using her maiden name since entering the company. After the founding of the company, she had worked with the chairman to bring Baby Universe to where it is today. You could say that the chairman was the father of the company, and she was its mother. Wearing a straw hat to protect her from the summer sun, she worked quietly in the Baby Universe farm. She was very particular when working in the garden, so much so that she would often talk to the plants as she worked. She had always liked nature, and working in the farm was a way for her to relax. As the sun began to set, she walked towards the design building and addressed Chief Torada as if he were her son. "Oh, Torada, your desk is far too untidy. How can you do good design with such a dirty desk?" Even Chief Torada, who had 14 creators under his belt, was defenseless against Inomata. It was embarrassing in front of his employees, but he was always obedient to Inomata's requests.
Yes, I'll clean it up right away. But is there anything wrong? You don't usually come here at this time."
"I just thought you were being messy again, so I came to have a look."
As she said this, her expression almost seemed to show loneliness. It was dark outside now, and she went into the development building. With an executive security card, she could go basically anywhere that she wanted.
"Chief Yamada, why is that drawer being left open? Close it! And don't leave things on the floor!"
CTO Yamanaka was also no match for Inomata.
Sorry, sure, CFO, but what's wrong? I don't usually see you here this late."
"I was worried that you weren't being careful again. Keep this room clean from now on, please. Be thankful that you get to work in such a beautiful space."
"Yes."
He got the impression that she was a bit down.
"Next, I'm going to the sales manager, Takashima's room. I'm sure it'll be dirty too."
She darted out of the room, prompting Yamanaka to think, "I wonder what happened."
Oh no!